This is W2TTT. My name is Gordon, and this is K2BAR, the station of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, and this is the TechNet. I apologize for the tardy start. I'm taking care of some administrivia with the scouts, and that had to be done as well to make everything a happy, wonderful life in my household anyway. So I hope everybody had a good week and has been thinking about digital signal processing and other more traditional aspects of amateur radio. And before we get started, let me point out that the TechNet is operated every Thursday at 9 o'clock or plus or minus a couple of minutes if I get brain dead or somebody gets slow or both. And the format of this net is a little different than other nets you might try out. Basically, we ask that you come in with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question, a comment, or none of the above. We will do the check-ins in an orderly manner so that we don't get crunch time. So just remember, the purpose of this net is to discuss anything regarding technology in the form of communications or in the form of electronics or things that depend on those things, amateur or otherwise. So, if we could proceed, let's do that. We'll start with alpha calls with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or a comment or none of the above. Please call K2BAR. Okie doke. Let's try the Kilo stations today. Let's try Kilo stations, Kilo 2s actually. Let's try that with call sign name and whether or not you have a question or a comment or none of the above. Please call K2BAR.
K2DSL, David, no questions.
2AMI, Tony, no questions at this time.
Two for the price of one there. Okay, K2DSL recognized. No questions or comments. Very good. Good evening to you, David. And also Tony, K2AMI. Good evening to you. Again, no questions or comments. If I got that right. Alrighty, any other Kilo 2s, please call K2BAR. Okay, nothing heard. Any other Kilo stations, please call K2BAR.
KA2BDU.
Good evening, Helmet. KA2BDU, very good. No problem. Stations, Kilo stations?
This is KO2OK, Bennett. No question.
Good evening, Bennett. All right. Very good. KO2OK, welcome aboard. Anybody else with Kilo calls?
This is KC2SAV, Al. No comment.
Good evening, Al, and thank you for that very thoughtful comment before in our conversation. Any other Kilo stations, please call K2BAR. Alrighty, any whiskey stations, please call K2BAR with questions, comments, or none of the above, and not to mention your name.
W2JEK, Don, no comments.
Donald, other whiskey stations. Okay. Any other whiskey stations? One more time. Please call K2BAR. Okay. Any November stations? Please call K2BAR. Station there. I'm sorry I could not copy you. You were all noise. Nothing was discernible except what, you know, the presence of your signal. So I'll ask you to try again. That station who tried before, please call K2BAR again.
Says that, hey, Bob, good evening, Gordon, no question.
Not at that time. Bob, whatever you did, it was just enough to make a difference. N2ZZK, good evening to you, sir. Good to hear you. Anybody else with a November call?
November 2, Victor, Yankee Tango. Name is Pat, no question.
Again, November 2 again, please.
Sorry, November 2, Victor, Yankee Tango, name is Pat.
Very good, Pat. Very good, thank you very much. And to Victor, Yankee Tango, any other November stations?
Did you hear me earlier, NS2K?
Alas, I did not, James. Good evening to you, sir, NS2K. Always a pleasure to hear you. And I've duly noted your addition. Do you have any questions or comments for that?
Not at this point.
Okie doke. That's okay. I'm good with that. Anybody else with a November call? Any other call sign, or late check-in, if you will, with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment, or none of the above, please call K2BAR. Okay, guys, this isn't fair. We have a great bunch of talented check-ins, and no questions and no comments. There are 10 of us here. Good Lord. Alright, so I'm going to start asking some questions here. First question is, has anyone ordered any software-defined radio gizmachis? That's my first question. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Alright, here's a question I have for everybody. Another question. Tell us about the VHF contest. Tony, I'm going to start with you, figuring that you might have had something to do with it, and we'll do a round robin to anybody else. What did you do? What bands did you operate? How much did you operate? When did you have to shut down? When would you, you know, what worked really well? What really was stinky? What do you want to do next? What are your hopes for next time? K2AMI from K2BAR.
A lot of information in your question. But actually, we were on the air shortly after 2 o'clock on Saturday, and the operators at that time, K2DSL, and the VH2PNI, and V2AMI, later the same day, about 4 o'clock, and the KO2OK came over, and the VH2PNI had disappeared at 5, and they worked till 9 o'clock on Saturday night. The total at that time was less than 100 contacts, something in the order of around 60 or 70 contacts, I remember, on 6 meters and on 2 meters. Those two bands seemed to follow one another. I resumed a bit of a contest early on Sunday morning, prior to going to church for about 2 hours. Made another 10, 12 contacts. And then after church, we resumed operation again until about 6 o'clock. Hold it. The four operators involved were KO2OK, K2DSL, W2PNI, and K2AMI. We did 101 contacts on 6 meters, 100 contacts on 2 meters. And on both those bands, we did something in the order of 15 grids only, no openings. And on 222 and 432, I don't remember the exact number, but it was like 25 contacts, something in the order of 8 or 9 grids. We did hear there was an opening on Sunday morning around 11 o'clock. There were W9s coming in. But unfortunately, at that time, I was talking to God. I was at church from about 11 until 12, so I missed the opening. I think I accomplished more than the contest did.
I had a breakdown of the 432 antenna relay system, the Russian relays to switch over the antennas from receive to transmit. And one of the relays stuck. And that's the second Russian relay that has gone bad. One went bad a couple of years back. This is the second time. Don't know why the quality is not good or what's wrong, but we blew it again. Anyway, the contest was accomplished. I don't remember the exact number of points, but something in the order of 19 or 20,000 points. And something in the order of 250 contacts. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but we'll have them shortly when they get sent up to the ARRL. Back to net control.
Okay. Very good. As you guys who were with that time, you wish to spot off a few. David, you want to start?
K2DAR, K2DFL. I think it's about what Tony said. If I remember when I left, I think Bennett was still there. I left, we had like 101 contacts, or just hit 100 or something. I think I left somewhere after 7, between 7 and 7.30 for me on Saturday. And there just wasn't a lot going on. I mean, we heard the same stations over and over. As Tony said, there were no openings, at least when I was there, or I guess we should say we weren't on any frequencies that might have had an opening or a band, if there was one. But I didn't hear a lot of people calling. I think one time we heard a station in Virginia, but the time we were able to call them, it was gone again. Everything was relatively close. And, but it's always fun. And Tony and Mary are terrific hosts. So back to NAT K2BAR, K2DSL.
Okay. Very, very good. I'm sorry, you also mentioned Bennett, and it was somebody, it was a fourth station. So Bennett, why don't you give your opinions of the weekend?
All right, K2BAR, KO2OK. Well, I had a good time. As Dave said, Tony and Mary are great hosts. And it's a pleasure to work down there in the warm basement, warmer than my basement, and set up pretty nicely. And Saturday we struggled a little bit on 432. We had hundreds or a thousand watts working on other bands, and 432 I think was kind of at a disadvantage with, what was it, Tony, 25 watts maybe. But surprisingly, we I guess we made the majority of 432 contacts we tried when we moved people up the band. And Tony, I'd like to know, I don't know if there's a way to tell how many people you know, whether or not they moved up the band or not with us, how many of those multipliers we got. But that was pretty good. We heard a lot. So that's good. And otherwise, radios worked great, and they were a lot of fun. And sure, it would have been nice to be up on the mountain if it was... 75 degrees or something, but this was just as fun, so I enjoyed it. So I look forward to the next contest, and better conditions, and better propagation. So anyway, with that, back to you, Gordon. KO2, okay.
Okay, well, I can do better than Steve's off-given chant for the last 2+ years that he would deliver better propagation by the end of his term than at the beginning. Number one, I'm not sure that's true. I just saw a propagation report yesterday that showed a cycle 23 sunspot still showing up on the sun. Oh, can you imagine? They've had some cycle 24s briefly, but this solar cycle is turning out to be 13 years long and counting, so you can imagine. Oh, dear me. So, here's my claim. I can guarantee to you that, assuming the planet is still inhabitable and we can operate the contest in June, that, you know, and that's assuming Al Gore isn't right, but anyway, that's a whole other matter, that the propagation at the next two contests will be better than it was in the last one. That I can assure you. And I can assure you that virtually every year. Oh, dear me. So, Very good. Now, there was a fourth person who popped in, and I got brain dead and didn't record who that was in my dense little head. So who's the other person who popped by? Shay, Tony, and Mary? Or Antoine, Maria? You know, who was enjoying their hospitality and operating?
It was my nephew, Tom, the B2PNI. We were trying to rehabilitate Tom, and he did very well on operating and also operating the CT program. So, you know, Tom has been out of ham radio for medical reasons for a while, and we're trying to get him back in the swing of things. And he had a really good time because he hadn't done that much contesting or operated my station, B2PNI.
So we're not going to ask him to chime in because he's home now. Okay, that's great. I am so pleased to hear that, and it was good to see him recently, too. Alrighty. So I guess the next thing we're going to do is take more check-ins. Anybody else? Well, actually, any more on this topic, please call K2BAR.
W2JK.
Mr. Don, go right ahead. Did you operate as well?
Yeah, I was on. I had a total of 49 contacts. 5 on 2-meter FM with 4 grids, and the 44 on 6 meters with 10 grids. So I had a total of 49 contacts and 14 grids. Wasn't a great score, but there didn't seem to be as much activity as I've seen in the past either. So, I heard a rumor somewhere, I think Tony might have said it, I don't know, but I think some of the big guns up in the New England area lost their big antennas in the ice storm, so that might have been part of it. But there wasn't a lot of activity like we expect to have. I think I expected more. With that, back to net, W2JK.
Very good. Yeah, I think you're probably right. January is always a challenging time for our folks in New England. And since there was precip, it probably was iced over conditions, you just couldn't operate. I was just kind of curious, did you hear K1UHF or WZ1V, just to pick two? Were they heard, to be heard from, Don?
Let's see. No, UHF I didn't hear. Let's see, let me check my log. Hold on a minute, I'll be right back.
Well, we're waiting for Don to come back. I looked up the call sign of,
where the heck is he?
N2 Victor Yankee Tango, because I had not heard his call sign before. And I'm just wondering, other than Gordon's little Echo Link endeavor last week, what's the longest or the furthest that we think we've ever had a check-in to the TechNet from? Because this might be it.
Doubled on the beginning of your transmission, David. Who was the earliest? Furthest?
The check-in from Patrick, Nancy 2, Victor Yankee Tango. I'm just wondering, other than your EchoLink contact last week, what's the farthest you think anyone's ever checked in from to the TechNet?
Oh, well, you've never had EchoLink before, I don't think that's even a debate. Where Pat checking in from? Pat?
I'm not sure if I'm making it, Peter.
You are right now, go ahead.
I'm actually in Fort Jersey right now.
Time you got to a meaningful piece of information, I couldn't quite copy you, so I'm sorry. David, do you know where he is?
If he's not mobile and he's at his home location, then he's in Fords, New Jersey, which is down by Islin and Edison.
Always had people from down that way before. We've also had people from West Jersey. We've also had people from Long Island. In fact, I'm thinking, just as of tonight, let's see who else might be a good check-in. let's see. I don't know. I'm not exactly certain who's our biggest check-in. I guess he is for tonight. By the way, I wanted to ask N2ZZK, do you still live in Bergenfield, Bob? Bob is not making the repeater. I know that he lives here in town, but I was kind of curious. Anyway, all right. So do we have any other check-ins for the net? Please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is K2ZO.
Good evening, James, K2ZO. And do you have any questions or comments for the net?
None at this time.
Okay, very good. And somebody doubled with you, and who pray tell might that be? Let's go to them next.
Yeah, K2BAR. WB2HID.
Hey, team. Very good. Got your email about club stuff. I won't be able to join you tomorrow night, but I'm making every effort to be there Monday, but I'll confirm with you by email over the weekend as to whether I can join you. It may be a function of yet another postponed game. We'll see. Very good. Do you have any questions or comments for the net? Please call. Please let me know.
No comments. I just happen to be leaving the Fairlawn Club on my way home. I figured I'd just check in to make sure if anybody got my email. If they come to the club tomorrow night, so be careful. And if there's anybody who else was scheduled for the work party on Saturday, that's been postponed. And that's about it.
Sure, it's not going to be 5 degrees out. You postpone the party. Okay, Gene, very good. All right, anybody else, please call K2BAR.
Who am I with information?
Tony, go right ahead.
You asked Don Younger about those two calls, one of them being K1UHF. I did not hear him on frequency at all. The other call you mentioned, I could not give you a positive answer on. But maybe we could pose a question. If you notice that Don said he had 5 FM contacts on 2 meters, we ran around maybe 15 at the most. And interesting enough, of those 15 contacts, we had Josephine and Bill check in, along with their daughter and their 3 grandsons, or well, the daughter's sons. So that's 3, 4, 5, there were 6 contacts from the one family of the 15 that we had made. So the FM contacts on 2 meters was exceptionally low. We did send out a bulletin, a newsletter, indicating that we would operate on a certain frequency, or others would be operating on that frequency as well. And we are not getting very good turnout. What do we have to do to involve BARA members into more club activities, more operating activities? BARA has suddenly become a very much of a social club. It's the Bergen Amateur Radio Old Men's Club, it seems. They enjoy coffee and donuts and talking and very little amateur radio operations or operating in per se. And even our contest crew that comes out is... you'll see the published contacts in the BARA bulletin. There's only a couple people who do any contacts. What do we need to do to improve that, Gordon?
Okay, I have my own opinions, and I will make them known, but I would like to pass the hat around a little bit, give other people a chance to float their ideas. So, Tony has posed a question. And, oh, by the way, just for reference, I operated FM on the way back from Annapolis. I couldn't get a contact on FM on any band until I hit... Actually, I was across the Delaware Memorial Bridge. I called CQ on several frequencies going up and down the Delaware Memorial Bridge and approaching it. Could not get a cue. So I had simplex conversations all the way up and down while driving down Friday, but during a work day, no less. But... it wasn't until I was a few miles up the turnpike, maybe exit 3,
that I actually made a contact or set, maybe exit 2, something like that. And I made probably about 3 dozen contacts. Didn't log any of it, I gotta say, because it was kind of one of those happenstance things. But I worked a lot of people on 3 bands, 22-24-40, and all from Fox Mike 29. I don't think I worked anybody in Fox November 20, but I identified Rover just in case I had that opportunity. So, Tony has a question on the floor. What do you need to operate, boys and girl? I know we don't have any girls here. Boys, what do we need? What does it take to get you on the air and to remember to operate? And how can we make it easy for you to operate, too? Let me try that. How can we make it easy to operate and work the club station? No one has an answer. I'm going to give you mine then. I think, Tony, you need to have a Saturday afternoon coffee clutch and a Sunday brunch. I'll bet you, if you had a club brunch, let's say at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and everybody drove up and was flogged to get on their mobile rigs, I'll bet you that everything would be hunky-dory and wonderful.
This is now a club meeting in the area, Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, or just a local diner. Where is this meeting going to be held? And you understand that this obviously is what has been very much... been accepted by the club members. Anybody, if you mention coffee and donuts, everybody shows up. Don't mention food, nobody comes. you go to kid night and everybody shows up, but 2 or 3 people are working on kids. Most of the people are in the back talking about something or that's even far from amateur radio for the most part. I don't understand the logistics of this coffee break yet. Can you propose the situation there?
Sure. A member, two alternatives. One is a member agrees to host a gathering of folks that they at their home. Another alternative is that someone agrees to get a group meeting, let's say at Dunkin' Donuts, and something simple like 4 o'clock on, or between 3 and 4 on Saturday afternoon, and they call each other up to make sure they all show up. Now I'm about to get a hockey question from a mommy here, so you take it, Tony.
There's one other factor this weekend that has interfered. There's something called football. There was some sort of game, a combination of a couple of leagues playing for a Super Bowl position, which will, by the way, will occur. The Super Bowl itself will occur on our next Barra meeting night. And our experience has been through the years that very few people are affected by that Super Bowl meeting. There's a few small parties I've heard about, but most people come to the meeting rather than watch the start or the end of the Super Bowl. So, I'm curious to see if your ideas could be hashed out and if they would work. I don't quite see a solution there. I'm talking about real operators. I mean, fellows who've got their licenses for years who don't pick up their microphone except to talk on a repeater. What happened to the amateur radio community? Are we all just the telephone community? Has cell phones and 2 meters replaced amateur radio?
question. It's KO2OK. And Tony, how many FM contacts on 440?
Sorry, I don't have the printout in front of me, Bennett, but in the order of less than five, I'd say.
Well, just like you had Josephine and Bill on 2 meters, I think we had all of them on 440 as well. At least I know who was with me at that time. I don't know if it was Dave or Tom. But we had at least the daughter and the three kids. And I forget if we had Josephine as well as Bill. So it was maybe that was at least they were the most active family in our club. Is that right?
Yes, I wasn't thinking in terms of them. I was thinking of terms other than them. And I did work IIE, Paul, on 440. And I worked KF2ID on 440 FM, I think. I can't remember any actually working more than, I'd say, a half a dozen outside of the Josephine and Bill family, the Conner family. Hockey and Boy Scouts have replaced the Bergen Amateur Radio Association at the moment, and perhaps it will return, but can somebody else perhaps pick up the slack here and make a suggestion as to how we might improve participation in all contests, let alone the FM contest, the VHF contest? Anybody else with comments or questions, information? W2JEK? UJEK. Don, your audio is a bit low. If you could talk a little bit louder, but come on back.
Okay, KWAR in the group W2JEK. Yeah. Well, one thought I have in this, first, I know it's hard to, but if you were able to say, hey, we'll be on the simplex frequencies on the half hour or certain half hours or something like that. Not just that you're at random picking up frequencies. Maybe that would be part of it. I can understand that if you're in the middle of a run on something on 2 meters, that you might not it might not get the attention of the FM radio. But I mean, let's face it, everybody has one. And like I said, I made the four grids here. That's one reason I do that. The 2 meter radio is that I'm close enough to the intersection of the four grids up in Rivervale that I can get four multipliers that adds to my score, not to mention the points that each contact gives me. As far as 6 meters goes, I don't run a lot of power. I'm running 8 watts to a dipole there. It's fixed. It's not rotatable or anything. Now, a lot of radios today are out that have the 6 meter capability. Some of them have 2 meter and 440 capability. A lot of radios out there. The Icom 706 has, I think, the one that started it. And there's a lot of radios out there now that have the 6 meter capability. And so it's just a case of getting on and calling and calling and calling. And even if you only get a half hour here and a half hour there, one thing. I think maybe a lot of people see our equipment up at the site up on, let me time this out a minute. A lot of people see our site up, equipment, big gun equipment up at the site up in a mountain during June or in September, and they'd be intimidated by it and think not that their equipment is inadequate. And that's really not the case. There are people out there working 6 meters with a G5RV and other kinds of antennas that are not really FM or HF antennas. And encourage those people to say that you, even though you're inadequate, every point counts. Like somebody said, we've got 100 and some members in Barra, and agreed they can't all be on the air, but think about it, that would be a benefit if we get more people on the air. More people on the air also as contest scores
not to just to make a couple contacts with K2BAR and to actually get on the air and work all these other stations too, and make certain, you know, that it's not just one or two stations they work. I think they call these unique contacts, and I don't know whether they get disallowed or not, but that's another whole subject, I think, that I don't want to even get into. But, you know, we have a lot of people, I think, have the equipment now, and it's just a case of the motivation to try and put our club score in there. I mean, you see some of these club scores, and we're down at the bottom of the list most of the time. So maybe we should try to push that a little more. I don't know how to go about it, though. W2JK.
Wonder if our net control is back from his hawking and Boy Scout activities there. W2 Tango Tango Tango, you around?
Anybody else? I'm so sorry.
just closed up. Okay, I'm sorry about that. But no, few questions. I'm glad we had a good dialogue on the subject of the contest. And we hope to see you guys all later with more questions. This is K2BAR, thanking the Bergen County FM Association for the use of their repeater, and we'll see you next time. This is W2TTT Clear.